friends. Welcome to Foggy Oak Fairy Tales, a stories podcast for all ages, where we tell farm stories from real-life happenings on Foggy Oak Farm, as well as fantasy tales to spark both learning and imagination. I'm so glad you're here. Hi, friends. This week's story is an adaptation of one of my favorite fairy tales, The Three Billy Goats Gruff. Three goats are desperate to cross a bridge to get to a lush green pasture, but a fearsome and terrible troll lives there and gobbles up anything that tries to cross. The goats have to figure out how to outwit the troll and get to the pasture. This delightful story was originally published sometime between 1841 and 1844 in a collection of Norwegian fairy tales by Peter Christen Abjornsen and Jørgen Moe, and was first translated into English in 1859 by George Webb Dasent in Popular Tales from the Norse. I think it's just as fun today as it was back then. Let's see if you agree. Once upon a time, and long ago, there lived three billy goats named Gruff. These three brothers had always lived together upon a rocky hillside, and as they grew, they ate and ate and ate until their slope was as bare as a hairless cat. Across the river, however, was a lush green pasture that stretched on as far as the eye could see. Full of clover and young trees and lush grass, it had every good thing that the goat brothers most loved to eat. They were sure if they could get to that pasture, they would never want for a thing. They would be the plumpest, healthiest goats in the world. The trouble was that to get across the river and to the pasture, they had to cross a creaky old wooden bridge. The bridge itself wasn't so much of a problem, but the troll that lived under the bridge most definitely was. This troll was meaner than a rattlesnake, lazier than a panda, and bigger and hairier than a grizzly bear. It was a tough combination for all the local people and animals because the troll had learned that he could eat his fill with very little work simply by lurking under the bridge and gobbling up anything that dared to set foot on it. And even though he lived right beside the river in a little hiding place under the bridge, he smelled worse than 100 rotten eggs because he never, ever took a bath. The smell coming from the bridge alone was often enough to turn would-be bridge crossers back before they ever even met the troll. Thus, the three billy goats Gruff had seen more than their fair share of the troll gobbling up animals in their time on the hill, overlooking the bridge and that lush green pasture. But they had finally reached the point that there was no alternative. They had to try to cross the pasture or they'd soon wither away to nothing. Still, they were smart and sneaky, like most goats are, and together they hatched a plan they hoped would see them to the other side. They sent the youngest and smallest Billy Goat Gruff to cross the bridge first. He daintily stepped onto the bridge and began to trot across. Trip-trap, trip-trap, went the bridge.
Who's that tripping over my bridge? Roared the troll.
Oh, it is only I, the tiniest Billy Goat Gruff. I'm going to the lush green pasture to make myself plump and healthy, the youngest Billy Goat responded.
Oh, no, you're not, cried the troll. I'm coming to gobble you up.
And the troll began to heave himself up onto the bridge.
Oh, no, please don't bother with me. I'm too little that I am, said the billy goat. Why, I'm hardly even a morsel to a great, powerful creature like you. Wait a bit till my brother, the second billy goat Gruff, comes. He's much bigger.
The troll grumbled and rumbled for a few moments and finally declared,
"Very well, be off with you,"
and disappeared back to his hiding spot under the bridge. The youngest Billy Goat Gruff did exactly that, dashing the rest of the way across the bridge to the lush green pasture. A little while after, the second Billy Goat Gruff came to cross the bridge. "Trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap," went the bridge as he began to cross.
"Who's that tripping over my bridge?"
roared the troll.
"Oh, it's the second Billy Goat Gruff, and I'm going up to the lush green pasture to make myself plump and healthy," said the billy goat in a stronger, deeper voice. "Oh, no, you're not," cried the troll. "I'm coming to gobble you up."
And the troll began to heave himself up onto the bridge for the second time that morning.
"Well, you could take me, but if I were you, I'd wait a little till my third brother, the big Billy Goat Gruff, comes. He's much bigger and plumper than I. I'm just skin and bones and no fit meal for a great, powerful creature like you."
The troll grumbled and rumbled for a few moments and finally declared,
"Very well, be off with you,"
and disappeared back to his hiding spot under the bridge. The second Billy Goat Gruff did exactly that, dashing the rest of the way across the bridge to meet his younger brother in the lush green pasture. As soon as he saw the second Billy Goat Gruff make it to the other side, the big Billy Goat Gruff made his way to the bridge.
"Trip, trap, trip, trap, trip, trap,"
went the bridge. For the third billy goat was so heavy that the bridge creaked and groaned under him.
"Who's that tramping over my bridge?"
roared the troll.
"It is I, the big Billy Goat Gruff,"
boomed the billy goat, who had a voice as loud and terrible as the troll's.
"Oh, no, you're not," cried the troll. "I'm coming to gobble you up."
And he began to heave himself up onto the bridge for the third time that morning.
"Come along then and let's see you try,"
the third billy goat dared the troll.
"I promise you one of us is ending up in that river below." "No one has put me in the river yet," the troll thundered as he stood up on the bridge. "You'll be in my stomach soon enough."
But the troll was not paying attention. While he had been raging, the third billy goat was already charging at him. He barely had time to register that the third billy goat's great curved horns were headed right for him. To his astonishment, the troll found himself flying off the bridge, down, down, down to the rushing river below, where he was promptly swept up in the powerful current.
"My stench! My stench! My beautiful stench!"
he cried as he was carried away. And that was the last anyone heard of the troll. The third billy goat finished crossing the bridge to meet his brothers in the lush green pasture, and there they remain to this day, plump and healthy and happy to share with anyone else who cares to cross the now troll-less bridge. And so, snip, snap, snout, this tale's told out. The end. Remember, you're part of the story too. What did you think of this story? What did you imagine when you were listening? We'd love to hear your part of the story. If you and your grown-up want, you can share your thoughts or a picture you drew with our Foggy Oak podcast family. You might find it easiest to share with us on Facebook at Foggy Oak Farm, but we have lots of options on our website, FoggyOakFairyTales.com. You can also check out pictures from the farm and learn more about us. Thanks for being part of the story, and I hope you'll join us next week.